Hi, I'm Pat Council, and congratulations on being proactive and making the powerful decision to be on the increase. If you have been struggling and racking your brain trying to figure out how to open the door to increase, today you are going to get some amazing insights that work. How do I know it works? I've been where you are, and I've used some of the same principles to accelerate my success and to get my desires. Many of you purchased this product because you most likely are looking to increase your income. The good news is you are going to get some of the answers you're looking for. The better news is that these concepts are all connected to principles that will bring you the best of everything. As a bonus, I will share 5 money-making ideas that are easy to implement. Since most of you purchased this audio program to learn to increase your income, having a few money-making ideas, that's a great place to start. You can use one of the ideas, or you can use them all, or visit the resources section on my website, designingyourlifetoday.com, for more ideas and additional resources that will help you be on the increase. In this audio program, I will be sharing 10 principles that are connected to even more solid universal principles that work. Now, before I begin discussing the 10 principles, you will get the maximum benefit from this program if you have at least one desire or one goal or one success level that you would like to achieve in mind. If you don't have any in mind, pause the audio, write down the desire or the goal or the success level that you would like to manifest. And once you've done that, restart the audio and we can move forward. Okay, are you ready? Okay, our first principle is be silent. According to the Master Key System by Charles F. Hanel, in order to begin to feel your power to do things, you must be silent. Perception comes in the silence. As human beings, we are visualizing entities, and our imagination is our workshop. In other words, if you can see something in your mind, which includes your imagination, you will be able to do it. Doing it will become a matter of choice, but the key to getting to the best ideas in order to implement your plan and bring it to fruition is to learn to be silent. Whatever time you choose to be silent, this is also a great time to do an affirmation that matches your desire. Do your affirmation at a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed. In order to get what you desire, it is important to calm and center yourself as you focus on the things or the one thing that you want. And if you have trouble being still and centering yourself, then take a few deep breaths. Breathe in and out slowly. In and out. In and out. And do this slowly. Doing this will help you to center yourself. During your quiet time, this is a great time to focus your thoughts on your new reality. And your new reality is whatever you desire or whatever you're focusing on for your life. Also, being silent involves sitting quietly and focusing your thoughts on the outcome that you want. And what that means is that you want to clear your mind of any worry or any anxiety. Many times when people are silent, they spend time focusing on what they don't want. So as Paul wrote in the Bible in Philippians 4:8, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Reading this will remind you to keep your focus on the outcome that you are expecting to happen. Of course, the best time to think about what you want is when you're silent. If you're having a difficult time on what you want and staying focused on what you want because you are still weighed down by worry and anxiety, then get a photo of what you want to manifest. Look at it for a few moments, then clear your mind and see what thoughts take its place. Be sure to write those thoughts down. They may be instructions for solving a challenge or achieving a goal you really want to achieve. Now, one of the most important reasons for being silent is that this is a great opportunity to tap into your intuitive nature. Intuition, or Holy Spirit, as it is often referred to, is not about intellectual know-how. The only time you will be able to tap into this amazing spiritual gift is if you can learn to be in the moment. This is truly what being still and being silent is all about. Being in the moment and allowing answers to come to you. When you're able to do this, you will receive answers that will allow you to accelerate the pace at which you receive great successes and your desires. The more you can learn to be silent and listen, the more you will learn to trust your instincts. By now, I am sure you understand the importance of learning to be silent. Being silent causes you to slow down and pay attention to your life. In my course, The Power System, Using What You Have to Achieve Success, you will learn how to use your intuition and how to develop it and make it stronger. But for now, practice learning to be silent and focus on your new reality. Remember to write down thoughts, ideas, and actions that you are prompted to take that come to you during your silence. Then learn to validate the information before actually taking the action. You will learn how to do that as you listen to the rest of this series. And before you know it, you will be on the increase. Now, as you listen to the next 9 B principles of Be on the Increase, take your time and write down how you can apply each principle to your life today. Then write down what actions you are prepared to take immediately. To purchase the set in its entirety, go to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources. Then continue on to the next B principle.